Members of the 113th Congress will be sworn in on Thursday. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that means a familiar face returning to Washington to represent the Syracuse area in a redistricted seat.
He calls himself a redshirt sophomore. 44-year-old Dan Maffei, Democrat from DeWitt, is going back to Washington after a two-year break. He was elected to the 25th Congressional District representing the Syracuse area in 2008, lost that seat in 2010, and is now going back to the newly drawn 24th Congressional District. He says his earlier stint in Congress will help him this time around.
Mostly it's useful because of what I've learned, and, you know, obviously I've made some mistakes, but you learn from your mistakes. So moving forward, we're going to try to really set up a very, very responsive office in central New York.
And there's more changes than the district number for Maffei. Last time he was in the House of Representatives, the Democrats were in charge. Now Republicans have the majority.
My concern is not that my party is currently in the minority in the House of Representatives, but that there's been so little agreement and even discussion among the two major parties at all.
So where does that put Maffei in the political scheme of things?
I sort of see my role as trying to bring some pragmatism to the House of Representatives, sort of that, you know, central New York common sense. And I'm hoping to be able to work with Richard Hanna, other people from in New York State on both sides of the aisle who I think can also bring that kind of upstate New York common sense.
Maffei's been assigned to the House Armed Services Committee, where he'll deal with issues ranging from defense policy to defense spending. As for other issues he wants to tackle early on, there's corralling the cost of higher education.
But this is an area where I think we can find some bipartisan consensus because it's costing so much. We need to make sure that research dollars are flowing to places like Syracuse University and Lemoyne and SUNY Oswego so they don't have to depend on student tuition to do a lot of that very important research that's going to create economic growth anyway. And we need to make sure that student loan interest, including their parents, is lower.
One of Maffei's other legislative passions is transportation, saying things have been headed in the wrong direction on that front in central New York.
Less flights from Hancock Airport and still rail service that is very, very sporadic. So that's one of the areas that I'm going to be working on hard. It's a little bit longer term, but I think those kind of investments are also the kind of thing that is an investment, and you're buying an asset that will pay off in the long run.
Maffei describes himself as a moderate pragmatist as he heads to Washington, and he likes what he's seen from his fellow freshmen, and he believes this new class of 2013 will be part of a Congress that can get things done.
The new members of Congress, both Republicans and Democrats, I think are thinking of things in a different way. And it's not to say like more center than right or left. The people with very passionate opinions, but they want to get things done and they want to work with others to do so. And they'll do anything. They'll think outside the box in order to do so.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.